So now we're going to talk about the overflow. You know, there are Christians who pray for hours every day. There's only so much prayer that they need for themselves. So where's the overflow going to go? Well, I know for a fact that it goes to help all of the Christians who need help, who don't have the access, the spiritual access, like some Christians do. They don't have the maturity like some Christians do. They might be stuck in a church where the teaching's limited. They might be stuck in a church where they don't have all of the resources to get themselves across the line, get them out the ditch. They may have some false teachings that are slowing them down, hindering them from growth, and they're very skinny. So the overflow of those who are praying more than enough to sustain them, it goes to help the rest of the other Christians, or those who the Lord loves. So if you've got a plate of food and you can only eat so much of that to sustain your health for the day, your daily needs, usually if you're really wise, you'll give it to somebody who needs that, someone who's lacking food. Well, that principle is a righteous principle. And it's something that the Father would do, something that you would do when you pray, and your overflow goes to feed those who are hungry, who are not getting the resources. You know, in the Bible, Paul says to one of the churches, if they don't work, they don't eat. There's a lot of people sitting around who don't look after themselves. They don't look after the church. They don't help out. Paul said, don't feed them. If they just want to be busybodies and just go from place to place talking about things rather than rolling their sleeves up and working and helping the body of Christ out and doing their bit, don't feed them. So do you think God's going to feed those Christians who are baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit and can pray and know to pray and don't pray? Do you think God's going to feed them first? Or do you think he's going to feed the ones who have no resources, never been taught the truth, don't know which way's up, haven't been taught how to get out the ditch? There's a million ways that a person could be in the ditch. Most of the time it's because of bad teaching. Most of the time it's because they were never given a chance to walk in the truth. How much more condemnation would come on those who know the truth and don't walk in it, who have the resources and don't use them? How much more condemnation will God bring onto them who have all the things at their fingertip, who are full of the Holy Spirit and don't do anything? You know, it's a little bit like the guy who hid his stuff under the bed because he feared the Lord. You know, you don't want to have a Christian who knows how to pray in tongues, knows the reason for praying in tongues, understands the mechanism of praying in tongues, and doesn't pray. What do you think the Lord's going to do with him? If you've got a resource, God says, use it. If you're resource hungry, resource starving, and nobody's taught you anything, God, through his grace and mercy, will feed you. And how will he do that? He will sustain your life through the prayers of other saints, through the overflow of those who are faithful in God's purpose. Those who are praying away, building themselves up in their most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping themselves in the love of God. Those who, in Isaiah 28, who says, for with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto these people, saying, this is the rest, this is the refreshing, where I will cause the weary to rest. You know, all we can do is present our body as a living sacrifice. So when we get baptized and we die to ourselves and live to Christ, and we present our body as a living sacrifice for the Lord to do with whatever he wants, to bring us into service of the kingdom of God, helping other saints. You know, I mean, you know, the best thing you could do is sit down and pray in tongues and enter into the overflow. Generate more prayer than you need, so that it would flow into those who don't have. That's feeding the hungry, isn't it? You know, when Jesus said, go and visit those who are in jail and feed the hungry, when I was starving, you gave me food. You know, there's a natural thing to that, as a spiritual thing. When I was spiritually starving and I didn't have a pastor who knew how to feed me properly, and all I did was just drink milk all day, I never got onto the meat. When I was starving, you fed me through your prayers. When I was in chains, locked up, bound up, you prayed and I was set free. You know, there's a lot of people out there who don't have the resources. We have the internet. We have YouTube. You can go and type in speaking in tongues. But maybe somebody's told you speaking in tongues is rubbish, or it's a nothing thing, and you don't even need to bother about it. Maybe someone will say to you, don't need to be baptized. Just give your heart to Jesus and go and live the life you want. God's grace will save you. You're saved. That's rubbish. God wants you to be baptized and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Even the Word of God says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. Jesus even said, these signs will follow them that believe. Before that, He said, those that are baptized and believe will be saved. So what about those who aren't baptized and don't believe? And how can you believe without the Holy Spirit convicting you and teaching you and helping you and showing you? How can you know God if you don't have the Holy Spirit? There's a lot of rubbish teaching around. But you know, if you're a praying person and you're praying and you're getting into the overflow of your prayers, know that your prayers are not wasted. You know, the Word of God doesn't come back void. Your prayers are generated by God. And the Bible says angels hearken unto the voice of His Word. So if you're speaking the wonderful works of God, do you think the angels are going to hearken unto those words? And what do you think they're going to do? They're going to help those who are in need, who God loves, is trying to get out the ditch, because the person who was teaching him didn't have the ability to do that. Maybe the person who's teaching him didn't get taught themselves. Whatever. But the bottom line is, if you who are spiritual and understand things, then if you set yourself a task to praying in the Holy Spirit, building yourself up in your most holy faith, there's only so much building yourself up you can do for that day. Because God operates in a daily cycle, not a weekly or monthly or yearly cycle. You don't pray for something to do you for a year. You pray for a daily. It's your daily bread. Not your yearly bread or your weekly bread or your monthly bread. Your daily bread. God has set a daily cycle. We walk with Him daily, not yearly or monthly. We walk with Him daily. So you pray, and the resources that you need to keep you strong are given to you by angels, by the Holy Spirit, by the kingdom of God. And the things you don't need to sustain life, because you're already full of life and life more abundantly, where's all that food, that bread from heaven going to go? It's going to go to feed those who are hungry, those who are thirsty, those who are captive. It's going to set them free with truth. You know, if you're having trouble praying every day, you can go to God for grace. Free, unmerited favor. That's what grace is. He can say, Father, give me this grace that I may be able to continue to pray, even into the overflow, that I may be able to feed others, help others, and rescue others with my prayers, with your prayers. Because God generates the words when you're praying in tongues. He'll give you the grace because He wants to get the job done. So if you partner with the Holy Spirit, if you partner with Jesus, if you partner with the Father in this, you'll start to rescue other saints. You can't even begin to understand the power that's generated by praying in the Holy Spirit. If God was to show you, if you ask God for that, to open your eyes up to the power that's generated by you praying in tongues, He may just open your eyes up and you will see the benefit. You know, it's one of the greatest things you can do. You know, the kingdom of God runs by prayer. It's voice activated. Nice words, but that's the truth. We don't just sit there. The kingdom of God operates by the prayers of the saints. And what is the best prayer that you could pray? Maybe praying in tongues, I would think. So ask God for the grace to give you the opportunity to pray more and more so that you can enter into the overflow and that you can help feed and look after those who are not being fed and looked after. And then you, when you stand before the Lord, there'll be lots and lots of people standing around you. And God will let everybody know that your prayers were not in vain. That the people standing around you are helped along because of your prayers. And you're going to be blessed for the rest of eternity because of that. Because those people were fed. Those people were secured by your prayers. What sort of outreach can you call that? What sort of revival can you call that? You know, there are people who go out and they lay hands on people and they pray for people. That's great. I did that for 25 years. I went out, laid hands on people, prayed for people, saw them filled with the Holy Spirit. It was wonderful. But when the Lord showed me that praying in tongues was really the most powerful thing I could do, I started praying in tongues a lot. And then I saw major, major miracles. I saw the power of God in operation. And it showed me, sure, you have to go out on the street and pray for people and talk to people about Jesus. That's part of the whole mechanism. But there's also an even greater opportunity when you pray. The things that are done when you pray would amaze you. If you just ask the Lord to open your eyes up, He'll motivate you and show you how powerful the prayers of the saints are. So ask God for the grace to pray more than you need so that you can help feed others who are starving, who are in jail, who are bound up by the enemy, so that you can help set the captives free through your prayers. So we'll leave it there.